Too bad word since I've been here.
Are you raising the same as my mother?
We will be, we're gonna, the Christian principles, you have to remember that most of the world, all of Europe, especially all of Europe, all of Canada and all of our country has always been totally Christian. Even Mexico was predominantly Catholic, right? So those people that live in those countries are still Christians. You only have a select few at the top. So how many billion people are there in the world?
7.5 billion?
Yeah.
Out of that, we got 200,000 of the cabal. That's really a very small number. Right? That's really making life miserable for the 7.5 billion people that are out there, right? So there's Judaism, there's Hinduism, there's all of those different countries, you know, have their own religions, but they're small in comparison to the Christian countries of Europe, Canada, and North America, and even Mexico. In Central America. Really.
You know what's interesting? Everything you've spoken about, I've experienced spiritually. 2010, we went to the Vatican. That night, I woke Wayne up. I go, there's sex trafficking going on there. There's kids involved in this. I saw this in my dream. He can tell you, I woke him up like 2 in the morning. Something really evil is going on here. So then, you know, so I, what I'm hearing you say, and for 2021, my daughter and I were praying, Lord, we're praying for it to be a year of Jubilee where people's debts will all be forgiven. We've been praying this for a year. You know, my granddaughter, who's 5, said, Grandma, I had a really bad dream. I told my mom, this is like a Bible dream. It means something. And she told me she saw these buildings all on fire being destroyed. And I said, well, what did it look like? And then I brought up Washington, D.C. on the internet. Oh, and she said, there's this big tall building with 3 skinny windows at the top that's going to be coming down. And she pointed to the Washington Memorial. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm like, is this going to
I mean, we haven't gotten exact intel in that, but when you listen to President Trump, I don't know if he's gone public with that, really. I guess I shouldn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
But when we listen to President Trump, even though he doesn't come right out and say that, he implies that that's what's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
So he's one of those people that are connect the dot kind of person, right? He's going to tell you just enough to make you think, and then you're going to connect those dots, right? So I'm connecting.
Okay.
I'm connecting those dots. I'm not always right, but I'm pretty close to being right, usually, because, I mean, there's enough of that stuff that I get on intel that is right, you know? I mean, obviously, I can connect those dots incorrectly. I connected them incorrectly with Prince for a minute.
Everything
he had
talked
fooled.
About, I've seen spiritually or been praying for spiritually. I was told to go on a 14-day fast to bring down Hollywood because there was great evil there.
Oof.
And I'm like, I don't know what's
there than you can imagine.
I go like, I don't know what it is, but it's...
Well, there's evil there because the cabal does not let you make money and get into power unless you join them in worshiping Satan. And then also, people are very vain, you know?
Yeah.
As you can see, I don't wear any makeup, so I don't give a crap, right? So, but the people that are in Hollywood are very vain. They get paid to be on a screen and look nice. And so they all got into this adrenochrome. And so in order to get the adrenochrome, you really have to be involved with Satan, right? And so that's how they all get sucked into that, even some of the younger ones.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen, and I think there's probably been a dozen young actresses and actors pass away in the last year.
Yep.
I mean, didn't you make a mental note of that?
Yeah.
They're committing suicide because they know they're going to get executed.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Those people have been involved in the sex trafficking. They know they're going to get executed, and so they commit suicide.
Okay.
They aren't deaths from anything else, you know?
Marlene, has the adrenochrome supply been at least, has it been cut off?
Well, it has to be because there's no more children underground.
Left.
So the only thing they could possibly be selling is some they already had. right? If you recall, in the city of Flint, we used to have 4, 5, 6 a week that would come to my Facebook from ABC, NBC, Children Missing. I've probably seen 2 in the last month.
Okay.
So you know that that market is completely
that's right.
dried up.
Yeah, that's
so right. again, you have to notice by what you have to
yeah.
think of what
yeah,
you're not seeing.
I've been seeing
right?
pictures of some Hollywood people that are still around that, well, they're different. They look different, you know, because
they're
aging. Stopped,
yeah.
They're aging. Yeah, and I just asked the question. So.
Yeah. So do you have any news sources that you would recommend for us to...
There's not a lot of online stuff. I'm going to tell you the one that I like the most, and I don't listen to it very often, but a lot of my friends listen to it and swear by it, is X22 Reports.
Yeah.
That guy
That's
seems
absolutely right on
he,
the
he seems to be right on the money from
yeah.
what they tell me, because what I tell them,
yeah, he's
they'll,
good.
They'll tell you. They
yeah,
say that's
yeah.
really good.
He's the,
so,
he's the British guy?
That's Simon. Simon Park.
Is he good information?
Simon has listened to him 2 or 3 times. There are things on there that are not exactly correct. The problem with that is it's kind of like watching mainstream media, right? Now you have to know enough to pick out the junk from the good, right?
You're sifting through it.
You're sifting through it. And if you're not really exposed to all that stuff, sometimes that's hard. And you get to believe in things that aren't right.
What about Ezra Cohen Waddick?
I'd rather have Simon.
Okay. All right. Good.
I'm seriously. There's one other out there that.
Would you ask about?
Oh. It was a guy in the government.
Yeah. I'd say no.
Okay.
I'd say no.
So is Tom Hanks gone?
Have you seen him? Have you heard anything from him? You haven't heard anything from him.
He's been gone.
Yes,
yeah. I was curious about Simon Parks because I've seen a lot of his stuff, and so I did a search on him, and they came up with some things. Like, I forget the exact time, maybe 10 years ago, he was on some TV program and claimed he's abducted by an alien spaceship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh no!
You know, there's more to that stuff than what you want to believe.
Yeah.
That's another whole session in here. I'm not even going to start on that, right? I have 1,000 pages of military intel on my desk right now on UFOs. Let me tell you, it's an amazing, amazing thing.
Does the Glock fly? No comment. All right, no, thank you. You told me what I wanted to know. The Germans did it.
Yeah,
they did it. Yeah.
So does anybody watch anything else that on the news that's kind of right-leaning that might give you some information?
And We Know. There's
I've watched it a couple times.
What about the Bard FM?
Oh, Bard FM.
That's okay.
It's okay.
I mean, again, there's things, some of their information is good, maybe 60%, 40% the times I've seen it. I don't watch a lot of it because I can't even get to the intel on my desk, right? So I don't watch a lot of it. My friends watch it, you know, and so they'll tell me things and I'll go, oh no, that's not right. But a lot of the things they say are correct. So again, you're getting more good information than you're getting bad. You just have to kind of, I guess if you watch 2 or 3 of them, you'll figure out what's bad and not good. You can put it together and go, wait a minute, that's not what the last guy said, right?
Yeah.
OAN is pretty good. Now, Newsmax is pretty good. But again, they have commentators, you know what I'm saying? They have commentators on there, or contributors, they call them, right?
Sure.
And so if that contributor is a little bit right, left-leaning, you get biased, you get left-leaning information. They don't report anymore. Reporters don't do that.
No.
Because commentators put their own spin on it.
Sure.
And so then you're thinking, oh, God, that's not what I heard, right?
Yeah.
So now you're...
Right.
Okay. You know, those are all good sources if you take the time and sift through it and think about it and not just take it at face value, because you can't take anything at face value anymore.
What about Tucker?
I like Tucker most of the time, but he says some dumb stuff too.
Yeah.
You know?
I was wondering if you knew what was in those envelopes at the funeral.
I do.
Oh, tell us.
At which funeral?
Classified.
I'll give you a brownie.
I'm gonna tell you why, you're gonna find out before very long.
Oh, really?
That's, I think that's gonna be classified intel in the next maybe week or two. As it, if it happens that way, I'll let Eric and Janice know.
Okay.
And then they can tell you.
What funeral was it?
Bush
Senior. Yeah.
Marlene.
Wasn't it?
Yes. Okay, so you had mentioned in one of the phone calls that, you know, God is gracious and his timing is perfect. And you were talking about how people were just so frustrated that arrests weren't being made and that things weren't being done.
Mm-hmm.
But you made a statement that the military tribunals, something would have had to have been tried in regular courts, which would have taken longer. But since there was treason attached, I think it was the sex trafficking, since there was treason attached to it, they could go directly to the military.
That is correct.
You were just like praising the Lord that the two were connected. And
and so the whole thing as it came down, the whole thing as it came down was not totally planned. Let me tell you that.
Okay.
It was totally planned to start this venture on Inauguration Day. I told you what deterred us, right?
But
two things. First off, we couldn't find the last nuclear bomb. Oh, wait a minute. I don't think I told you that story.
Yeah.
So, in 2018, the Chinese Communist Party and Iran got together, and they produced 21 devices, nuclear devices that fit inside like a briefcase, right? So they were easily undetectable, like coming in and out of the country.
Yes.
So, that being said, of course, our military knows all. If we want to know all and you got the right people there with Trump, we know all. There's nothing we don't know. So they tracked down 20 of those, never found the 21st one. Well, on 2 days before Inauguration Day, our NSA, National Security Agency, now at that particular time, now run by a right-leaning person that Trump put in there, right? So they confiscated, they intercepted an email from a terrorist that said if the Biden didn't get inaugurated, they were going to detonate this nuclear device in somewhere in California. Okay, it was in the email. So that being said, regardless of what you might think, Trump is not a power-hungry person. Trump is a people person. His first goal is to save and preserve American life, right? And then world life. He does nothing that will purposely take a life. That's the way it is. He wants no bloodshed. So that being said, then the second one, I think the military said, like, look, we got, like, restless people here. We got all these Biden supporters. They're going to start a wrath of crap all over the country. Let's pull back and go with Plan B. Plan B is where we're at now. And to me, it's the perfect plan. Because everything, you know, the good Lord does things in his own time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And everything turned out is exactly as it should turn out. Preserving the maximum and keeping the people in this country and around the world safe. And that was his whole goal, was to keep all the world, not just this country, but the entire world, safe from what might happen. So
we found the last bomb, then.
They did. We found it the other day.
Yay.
That's what I was praying for.
Yeah,
told to pray.
Yeah, we found it the other day, exactly where it should have been.
So how do we access these classified documents?
Really have a high clearance.
I have a question about
Snowden.
Was he a good guy or a bad guy?
Snowden's a good guy. And so is
Assange.
Mr. WikiLeaks.
Assange.
You know?
That's
the reason they did not get pardoned. You know, that's another good question.
That's what I
want. Do you want to know why they don't get pardoned?
They'd
be killed.
Yeah, protected custody.
Oh.
So we got to wait till we get rid of the cabal to get them out, because otherwise they're going to be dead. They're dead.
Yeah.
Did Both Jeffrey Epstein die?
No.
He's alive.
He's in prison.
Where?
Where?
You've got him. He's not with the cabal.
He's not with the cabal. He's in prison.
Is he singing like a
like he tells us everything. That's why he's not executed.
Is Jelaine, or Jelaine?
He's in, we call it Gitmo.
Okay.
She's in Gitmo as well.
She's in Gitmo.
So they're just extracting information from all
They saved their lives. They spend life in Gitmo in exchange for not being executed. They tell the whole story.
Who is it?
Epstein and his girlfriend.
And his girlfriend.
Maxwell.
Why do they have to pretend he died?
Right.
So the cabal wouldn't
dead.
Kill him. They absolutely cannot protect him from our CIA.
Nope.
Our CIA are ruthless. All these witnesses in these cases that have died, like all these witnesses like Seth and all of them that have died, they've all been killed by our CIA.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
CIA is dirty.
They're dirtier than you can imagine.
So is Hillary gone?
She's making a list. That ought to know. Have you seen her lately?
No.
Say, I'm going to tell you a story. A week or so before the inauguration, she did a live interview on, I think it was CNN. It was one of the major channels. And it came across, I wouldn't have even known because I don't turn them on. It came across my Facebook. You know, on Facebook, they put the crap on there whether you want it or not.
Yeah.